For a Little While is the latest publication from the award-winning American writer Rick Bass. The collection includes 18 old stories and 7 new ones. And Rick Bass joins me now from Montana State University to talk about this collection. It's very suitable, I think, Rick, that you're joining me from Montana, because that setting is vital to many of your stories. How vital is it to you as a writer?
The Montana landscape and space is hugely important. I think most writers traffic in time. In my view, space is just kind of an extension of time. If you have a lot of space around you, you can manage time a little better. It's not so much of a threat, not so much of a harassment and a distraction. So I thrive, I need the space here in Montana.
The Montana space is at the heart of so many of the stories, but let me talk specifically to start with about a story called Swans, and the two people at the heart of this, apart from the narrator, are a couple called Billy and Amy. How would you describe the life they have where they are?
I think in that story, it's a bit of a snow globe. There's this calculated, willful isolation where they live in as if in a bubble, and they move very slowly. They move with consideration and forethought. Not a lot of resistance anywhere in their lives. They go about what they want to go about, when they want to go about it, doing things they want the way they want to do them, until, of course, mortality intervenes.
The narrator says to us quite early on in the story, living up here sharpens one's senses. The social senses atrophy a bit, but the wild body becomes stronger. Explain to us what the wild body is, Rick, and how the strengthening of that particular aspect of a human being is a good or a bad thing.
I'm very much an acolyte of the William Carlos Williams maxim, no ideas but in things. You know, as a writing instructor, you tell your students, be specific, be specific, be specific. And I think that's what that passage is getting at is the five senses define us as organisms, as living beings. And, you know, if you can draw a picture of it, if you can paint a picture of it, then it's a real thing. It's a specificity, something you can taste, see, hear, smell, touch. If it's otherwise, then it's an abstraction and suspect to the immediate experience of being alive. And so I suppose that's the wild body, is one that's attached directly and firmly to those five senses.
Segment 1.
For a Little While is the latest publication from the award-winning American writer Rick Bass. The collection includes 18 old stories and 7 new ones. And Rick Bass joins me now from Montana State University to talk about this collection. It's very suitable, I think, Rick, that you're joining me from Montana, because that setting is vital to many of your stories. How vital is it to you as a writer?
The Montana landscape and space is hugely important. I think most writers traffic in time.
Segment 2.
In my view, space is just kind of an extension of time. If you have a lot of space around you, you can manage time a little better. It's not so much of a threat, not so much of a harassment and a distraction. So I thrive, I need the space here in Montana.
The Montana space is at the heart of so many of the stories, but let me talk specifically to start with about a story called Swans, and the two people at the heart of this, apart from the narrator, are a couple called Billy and Amy. How would you describe the life they have where they are?
Segment 3.
I think in that story, it's a bit of a snow globe. There's this calculated, willful isolation where they live in as if in a bubble, and they move very slowly. They move with consideration and forethought. Not a lot of resistance anywhere in their lives. They go about what they want to go about, when they want to go about it, doing things they want the way they want to do them. Until, of course, mortality intervenes.
The narrator says to us quite early on in the story, living up here sharpens one's senses. The social senses atrophy a bit, but the wild body becomes stronger. Explain to us what the wild body is, Rick, and how the strengthening of that particular aspect of a human being is a good or a bad thing.
Segment 4.
I'm very much an acolyte of the William Carlos Williams maxim, no ideas but in things. You know, as a writing instructor, you tell your students, be specific, be specific, be specific. And I think that's what that passage is getting at, is the five senses define us as organisms, as living beings. And, you know, if you can draw a picture of it, if you can paint a picture of it, then it's a real thing. It's a specificity, something you can taste, see, hear, smell, touch. If it's otherwise, then it's an abstraction and suspect to the immediate experience of being alive. And so I suppose that's the wild body, is one that's attached directly and firmly to those five senses.